The global economy is slowing down, and it's causing a lot of investors to run for shelter. The Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all finished the day down about 2%. Oil prices also fell sharply. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the week has been defined by sharp ups and downs.
It was the third straight day of triple-digit movements by the Dow, and it came after some disappointing economic news from Europe. Both Germany and France have reported steep drops in exports. Meanwhile, Japan, Brazil, and Russia are all seeing tepid growth. Even China, an economic powerhouse, is seeing a slowdown because of nervousness about its banks and real estate market.
There's just a lot of factors that are in flux right now. Rarely have we seen such a bewildering array of economic and geopolitical shocks.
Bernard Baumol is chief economist at the Economic Outlook Group.
All of these things pose real challenges to business leaders, to investors, and certainly to government policymakers. These are very difficult times.
By far the worst performer is the Eurozone. The International Monetary Fund is warning that Europe could go into its third recession in 6 years if policymakers don't do more to stimulate growth. And the ongoing trouble in Europe is likely to be felt by a lot of big U.S. companies, says Nariman Baravesh, chief economist at IHS.
There are a lot of companies in the U.S., American-owned and run companies, that have big operations in Europe, big exposure to European sales. It is those companies, more than any other, that are getting hit.
Baravesh says, ironically, the U.S. economy is now faring better than much of the rest of the world. But a slowdown in so many other places is bound to be felt here eventually, and investors are increasingly worried that U.S. stocks could be a risky place to be. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.